when I was about to graduate high school, I remember thinking about two different paths I wanted to pursue upon looking at an institution and trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And I knew I wanted to help people. So I thought teaching or nursing. I have two cousins who have cystic fibrosis. So Renaud, your work as a respiratory therapist means a lot to me. I ultimately decided to go with nursing because I wanted to be a nurse that worked with cystic fibrosis patients. If you're not familiar, cystic fibrosis is a condition that often folks don't always live past their 30s or their 40s with. And I was really inspired by my cousins, one of whom is no longer with me. So that was like my fire and my drive behind everything. I also went to Catholic school growing up, and I was told at a young age that I'd never make it through the Catholic school system and I should go to public school because I had some learning differences, like an auditory processing delay, ADHD, you know, the list goes on. And I never needed those accommodations. I ended up going to my dream school at James Madison, pursued nursing, got into the program. And at the end of my first semester in the program, I failed out of it because I needed access to the Office of Disability Services. I needed access to more time for testing. I needed, like time and a half, just simple things that should be accessible to anybody, right? If anyone needs extra assistance, it should be given to them. It shouldn't have to have a diagnosis, in my opinion, my humble opinion. At the same time, I was going into a summer job as an orientation peer advisor, which was a fun honor at my school, where I got to work with incoming students, introduce them to the university, help them through advising. And I was supposed to be mentoring students coming in who were majoring in nursing, but I just failed out of the program. And I had this amazing experience. And at the end of my experience of being an orientation leader, I was like, wow, like people get to support college students for a living. How do I do this? Like, what does this look like? So I graduated college with a BS in health sciences. I went on to do AmeriCorps for a year in Philadelphia after. And then I eventually ended up pursuing my master's in Student Affairs Administration, and hence why I work here today at the Cary Business School supporting graduate students, specifically in student engagement. So I ended up being able to continue to help people through different ways. And I just think it's important to remember that failure is not a bad thing. And sometimes things just kind of have a way of working out. And I'm really grateful for this institution and the people I work with and the community of students I get to work with every day. It's very inspiring. There's a lot going on in the world right now. And I think now more than ever, being surrounded by community is the most important thing. So, yeah, thanks.